Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
Yeah, there you go, dude. You like that rasp, right?
Yeah.
I don't mean to do it. It just happens. It's how my voice is, you know?
Is it?
Yeah, that's how I sound.
Like a fucking salesman at a consignment shop.
What's a consignment shop?
Oh, yeah. Thrift store.
Oh, really? Hey, you want to buy this watch here?
That one's a classic.
Got 25 of them. This one's actually was smuggled out of a concentration camp.
This one in a state sale.
Through someone's asshole. Yeah, that's right. A lot of history behind this piece.
Or like a car auction guy.
It's yours for $35.
We have a 2002 Chevy Corsica.
Oh, like an auctioneer?
Yeah.
No, I don't think I have that kind of voice. I got a nice chocolatey radio voice, dude.
Did someone tell you that or you think of that?
I get that all the time.
Oh!
My mom's always telling
phone
me.
Phone voice, yeah.
Actually, I remember a few times when I first started working at jobs, people see me and then I say like, oh, hey, how's it going? They're like, wow.
You're not 7 foot.
Yeah, I didn't expect that. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, that's weird. I'm like, I've only been smoking since I was 15. But I remember when I got hired into Chi Tech. The lady was like, oh, do you do like voiceover stuff or like any like voice type of work? Because you enunciate well and you speak well, but you also have like a very like easy to listen to voice.
Why aren't we voice actors?
I think it's really hard.
Is it though?
Yeah, because like you get a character's voice down and you have to do that fucking a billion times.
And make money sitting in a studio going, that's how I got caught.
See, you'd be bad at it.
Do it again. That's how I got caught.
You just failed.
Well, I was playing
Get Out of My Office.
Slightly Stupid Rabbit.
Oh, okay. That's how I
got caught, guys.
Line.
We can just make characters for each other. Like Dopey Penguin asking for directions.
Dopey Penguin asking for directions. Is that my character?
Yeah.
Well, how would you
And I'll give you the directions, and I am a grizzled tire salesman.
Oh, we're switching roles. Because I could handle that one, I think. Hey, Penguin, you want to buy these tires?
You want to do that? I'll do the Penguin.
All right, go ahead. Hey, little bird, little flightless dumb bird. What are you doing here? You want to buy some tires?
I might be flightless, but I'm just a little lost. I'm trying to get downtown.
That sounds like you doing a high-pitched voice.
That sounds like you just doing an octave lower.
I'm not even doing an octave lower. Come on now.
No, that's just how I talk.
That's just how it is, man. And that's the way
this is my voice.
Cookie crumbles.
You're like Star-Lord.
Oh, yeah. Are you lowering your voice?
No.
No, I'm not lowering. He's lowering his voice. What
he's
do you
copying
mean?
Me.
Goddamn, dude. Infinity War is so good. All right, Tone. Oh, yeah, but she, back to that story, she asked me if I did any, like, voice work or anything like that, and I was like, oh, I do podcasts. She's like, yeah, but anything that you get, like, paid for?
Correct.
I was like, Jesus Christ, lady, you hired me in here to do fucking slave work for, like, minimum wage, and then minimum wage went up. She was like, actually, I don't have to pay him that because he works so little that technically anything that I give him is fine. I was like, holy shit.
Holy shit, she doesn't respect me as an artist.
Not even an artist. I answer phone calls. So I'm like, hey, Terry, what's this? All right, so anyways, here you go. Like, I might as well. I think it might be easier if he would do it, but I just kind of man the ship when he's gone, barely.
I want to come back to this baby penguin I was playing.
All right, go ahead.
That's a good baby penguin.
Hey, little baby penguin,
no,
you want
I'm just
some
saying,
of these?
No, I'm just saying your critique of it.
Hold on. Hey, baby penguin, you want to buy some white wall tires?
No, I'm a fucking penguin.
You need directions or something? That's what you said earlier in the
skit. You smell like a sloppy cock.
Well, you know, I smoke a lot of cigarettes in my office and eat a lot of donuts.
Hey.
Anyways, tires or what? Wasting my fucking time.
Calling an Uber.
Can't
piece
even
of shit.
Fly. Oh, all right. Well, you don't even know where you're going.
You don't even have a cell phone. You're a drunk penguin.
I bet your dad cheated on your mom.
Dad died trying to hibernate you.
Yeah, while your mom went and got food. I've seen March of the Penguins. Yep. Anyways, fuck off. All right, Tony, what's been going on with you, dude? How you been?
I built a Lego spaceship.
Oh, was it one of those ones that you had to follow the directions?
Yeah, it's how Lego sets come, with directions and everything. I didn't build it just on my imagination.
I didn't know if you just have like a fucking...
No, I don't have a whole carton.
Carton of Legos, and then you're like, little black wings, and I'm going to make... Well, I'll make a little...
10 white pieces here.
10 white pieces to make a cross on each wing. I'll call it Hail Mary.
No. No, it was a set, okay? It was a sweet space shuttle.
What kind of space shuttle? What movie was it from? What IP did they own?
NASA?
Oh, it was
it's a space shuttle.
Oh, right on. I didn't know. Starship Enterprise, fucking.
Oh, no, I would have said if it was a spaceship, just a regular old cool sci-fi.
I think you did say spaceship. We'll go back to tape. Oh, I was right.
I don't care.
That was a sick edit.
Yeah, yeah, you really checked that quick.
So you built a Lego shuttle.
Yeah.
Turned out well.
Yeah, I built some shelves. I built a Lego shuttle. It flies in my hand, man.
Nice. You ever think about attaching it to a rocket and shooting it off into space?
I haven't had it that long, but...
Oh, dude, you know what you should do?
Now I should.
Get a weather balloon. Send it off.
Send it up to them.
Yeah.
We should give it to them.
Yeah, and have like a little radio playing your favorite song.
Yep.
So when it falls, someone's really creeped out in some cornfield in Idaho.
Yeah, fucking Dookie by Green Day playing.
Really, that's it? Dookie by the whole album?
Yeah.
I said favorite song.
Well, I couldn't think of just one Dookie song.
Oh, really? I guarantee yours is probably Basket Case.
No.
It is.
What's that one?
When I Come Around, Basket Case. Do you have time to listen to me?
What is it, Lost in Paradise?
Welcome to Paradise.
Yeah.
Lost in Paradise. A lot of those songs are about
I'm sorry. I don't remember the album. It's about as good as you. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I played Dookie, my favorite album of all time.
I was just being
sarcastic.
What's it
called? Lost in Paradise?
Well, I was being sarcastic, but now you're really like amped on your album.
No, I like
Dookie.
No,
please. Dictionary. Tell me more.
I'm not even a dictionary. I have a terrible memory when it comes to that stuff. That was a tape that I stole from my brother as a child, though, so I remember a lot of the tracks off of it.
About your thievery?
Yeah, mainly. It's more so driven by guilt.
I stole Ace of Base.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I stole the Offspring self-titled tape, and I remember singing Demons in My Head, Lying Wide Awake, and my very religious neighbor heard me. He's like, I'm telling. And I was like, wait, no.
No, don't do it. I stole it.
Yeah, and then so my mom got mad at me, then my brother got mad at me for stealing the shit.
Yep.
And not stealing, like borrowing and listening to.
I mainly stole stuff like Slayer and like
you
Acid
You just said Ace
Bath.
Of Base, you motherfucker.
Like, that was just a joke.
Ace of Base. That's an inside joke that no one's gonna get. Anything else cool going on in your life? Or?
Nah, what about you? I hit 600 on Destiny. Yay.
You, my boy. Yeah, I've been playing a lot of Destiny 2. I think that's about. Oh my god! Earlier today, I woke Josie up. She was down here hanging out with Norin, and I was like, "Hey, do you want to go smoke a cigarette? Take Ripley out because I'm assuming she had to." Anyways, she goes to the bathroom, right? And I turn on the light in the living room, and I go to step towards the door, and I hear this high-pitched whistle, almost like a teapot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck is that? And, like, I step, and I hear it, like, kind of, like, sound different. So then I'm like, is the floor going to explode? And then I'm like, is the light bulb going to explode? And so I go to turn off the light, and I look down, and there's this tiny camera that's facing the wall, and it flips and turns directly at me and just starts moving in a circle, looking at me. And I'm like, are you looking at me right now? She's like, I'm in the bathroom, asshole. And I was like, okay, your camera's like moving and like someone's hacked into us. And she was like, no, it's resetting. I was like, wow, that's terrifying.
That was horrifying.
Why would you ever, like, why wouldn't I know that? I've never heard that sound in my life. How long has this thing been plugged in? And not only that, I'm like, maybe it is. Maybe that it's not like resetting.
Someone got into the feed.
Yeah, dude. Not, it's me like staring at all my nose hairs poking out. Like, well, are you looking at me?
Just streaming it live to YouTube. Yeah. Moron
this guy sounds
sees
like a
camera.
Fucking tire salesman. God, I wish it was a naked girl.
Yeah, he's never a hot girl.
Son of a bitch. He just screams at it.
He's so confused and perplexed.
Yeah, because she has a camera for the dogs when she's at work.
Oh, it's not a party camera?
No, yeah, it's in a bear in the bathroom for some reason.
It's just in every fan. There's
I call
one
it
of these...
Pooh Bear.
Wow.
Thank you.
I get it.
I'll be here all week.
Yes.
All right.
You really nailed it right on the head.
Yeah, that's about the most eventful stuff. I can't really think of anything else.
Scared of a camera. That's the only event.
Basically, in a lot of Destiny.
All right.
Josie almost hit me in her car, but I mean, that's nothing. That's not even a good story.
Not even that compelling.
Nope. I understand her.
Not even something that's potentially like tragic.
Have you seen? I'm trying to stay off the Destiny talk. I felt like we go too far deep into
it. Oh, I had a listener of the show really
chastise you.
No, laugh about it.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah.
About what? Like,
just
I can't
how cool.
Believe.
Like, they're like, that was funny as shit when you were bitching about Destiny. And I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, one thing I will say, I love it and I hate it because sometimes it brings down my game when you get angry at it. And I'm just like, Oh, it's not. That's when I start like browbeating you back. Like, I'm like, it's a perfect game. How could you ever be mad at it? Why is everything?
Like, oh no, I'm so sorry that I've fucking said anything about your precious fucking game you've worked on.
Why does everything have to be so easy for you to get through? Life has to be a challenge, Tony. He's like, I just don't understand why this Lost Sector has to be so convoluted.
When the game's nearly broken sometimes, but you see no issue with it. But there's a community that bitches about this stuff
all the time. Oh my
god, that's why I know about
it. Destiny 2 community bitches so much that we're doing it. They bitched so much about the new Forge that they just unlocked it. They didn't even have them figure out the puzzle. They were like, fuck it, sorry.
It's
Bob and I went to the room. Who knows? You have to be like a fucking code cracker.
Honestly. Like, what do they want?
That's a white code breaker.
If this will make you guys... if this guys will keep you around till August, that'd be nice.
Oh my god, speaking of which... All right, so news. Activision left Bungie.
Yeah.
That just happened today. You heard about this?
That, yeah.
So Bungie is the sole proponent of Destiny.
Yeah.
And they're already working on their own thing now.
Yeah.
Even though they own Destiny. I don't know if Destiny 3 is even going to happen for a long time if that's the case.
I mean, are they making another Halo?
I really wanted Destiny 3 to happen fucking next year.
Who cares? There's other games.
We talked about this.
Yeah.
There's not.
There are.
That's when I'll play NHL.
There's a Fortnite waiting for you out there.
Oh, God, I can't
get
stand
your
Fortnite.
Little Fortnite
Dude,
going.
Fortnite, all right, so I liked PUBG. I hated PUBG at first. I started playing Fortnite, and I was like, same fucking thing, I get it. It just looks like a five-year-old made it.
Yep.
And I was like, and I hate that. I hate super cartoony shit. Do you remember when, the Batman series, the animated series, how cool it was in the 90s, the 92 run?
Yeah.
And then, you went to Brave and Bold, Batman's got a giant head and eyes, looks like an asshole.
Yeah.
I hate how they make characters do that.
Well, Anthem's going to have really cool-looking regular
Anthem
characters.
Anthem looks incredible. I agree with
you. First and third person for you.
Hopefully first. They haven't confirmed. Anyways, so I hate when they cartoonize things that are like that. I guess it belongs in... even Teen Titans I didn't dig when they had the big cartoon eyes.
It's corny.
It looks so shitty to me.
Yeah.
It looks like fucking Powerpuff Girls. Yeah. I don't get... It doesn't need to be cute. I don't need that, you know? And I play Fortnite, and I'm like, oh, God, this looks like crap. And then Andrew's like, all right, so we're going to have to fucking break down all these barns. I'm like, why? He's like, you need building materials. I'm like, for what? And he's like, you got to, build stuff.
Yeah, make walls. Make crazy walls.
To make barriers, I guess? I don't know. Really, but people build, houses. Because I went to shoot a motherfucker, boom, in a castle.
Yeah.
Seconds. I don't even know how you do that fast. That game was irritating as fuck to look at, play, everything about it. So there's no Fortnite waiting for me when Destiny 2's up, Tony.
But you got Spider-Man?
I do. That's still, it's $60, man.
No, it'll be 40 by the time you're ready.
I really need it to be 20.
Yeah.
And the DLCs are 10 apiece.
You also
robbery.
Just don't want to play other great games, and it's kind of perplexing because there's other great games.
No, I'm just hard into Destiny 2 because there's a lot to do and there's a lot I can do.
Yeah, but it's eventually going to become...
It's going to dry up. Yeah, once they stop putting out content, I'll stop playing it probably. Because that's the thing that drives me now is because I'm like, oh, there's more shit I can do.
If it's just resetting weeklies, what the fuck would be the point of that?
I don't even... Well, when they abandoned the community, why would the weekly reset happen?
Wouldn't it just kind of continue on
a loop?
They're just
all right, autopilot.
Yeah. An algorithm just rewrites their weekly fucking crap. But, no new fucking expansions,
Exactly, there's no new power caps, there's no new thing to work to. I'm already at 650, when I hit the power cap, early on this time.
Mm.
I'm just damn, it sucks not getting that bump anymore. Now it's just all about acquiring stuff.
You're already fucking, fizzling.
Yeah, a little bit, but I think once, but then another power cap's coming soon, Tone, don't you worry.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it's going to be 700.
I don't know.
Anyways, Bungie and Activision. I didn't know Activision was a part of them.
I think they're going to leave you in the dirt.
Probably. I didn't know Activision was a part of them, and that makes sense to why I like it so much, because I love the Black Ops shooting mechanics.
Yeah,
Halo's pretty close to it.
What did they do?
What do you mean?
I don't know. It looks just like Halo.
Yeah, I'm assuming that Activision would... they said that
But it plays just like Halo multiplayer.
Them pumping out... I agree. But them pumping out DLC... I guess it's Activision's thing. Oh. It's hey.
Oh, here's how you can.
Yeah, start scratching those fucking pockets of the assholes. They're like, we don't really want to do that. They're like, you should.
You should. There's this girl named Tess. You're going to love her.
Yeah, and once Forsaken kind of bombed.
Yeah.
Which it didn't seem like it did. It seemed like Destiny had a real invigoration when Forsaken came out, but then everyone left, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
So Activision's just yeah.
I
can have it.
Had thrown it in the garbage after level 20.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Because I was like, I think you guys are just money grabbing. I'm glad you gave me this for free, but son of a bitch.
That's enough of GameStop. Tony, did you watch this trailer called Brightburn?
Yeah.
What did you think?
Looks a little kiddish.
How so?
It's like a little kid in it.
Yeah.
About this like superhero anti-Superman baby kid.
Yeah, it's basically like if Superman wasn't good.
Yeah, he's a little bad.
Elizabeth Banks.
Asshole. Yeah.
Roy from The Office.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no, it looked awesome.
It looks so cool. Dope. Yeah. And James Gunn,
sweet,
too.
Sweet symbols everywhere and shit.
Yeah, that weird, like, eight kind of.
Oh, it's James Gunn?
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be more of his horror style.
It looks like a horror flick. Yeah. I mean, the trailer to me, like, it felt like a horror trailer.
Yeah, it's good. I'm
also Super.
Rated R?
I'm really hoping it. If it's PG-13, eh. But if it's rated R, yes, because Super was fucking awesome.
Yeah. I mean,
there's a part in that movie that fucking breaks my brain. The first time I saw it, it broke my brain, but I rewatched it and I was like, God, that's still so fucked up. There's actually a lot of parts in that movie that are like that. Have you like recently watched this movie?
No, not recently.
You should really check it out. It holds up and it's fucked. It is so dark. Kevin Bacon's in it.
I forget that one.
Kevin Bacon, Rainn Wilson.
Yeah, I know him. With the wrench, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The wrench. That's a big thing. And the one of the parts that like blew my mind the first time, I was like, that's insane. That's almost like hard to watch.
Yeah. I don't remember it.
It's something about
of it.
About a line. I'll tell you that much.
All right.
Anyways, yeah, so that I'm looking really forward to that. You should check out Brightburn. If I don't know. James Gunn, I think, has a cool way of like exploiting different versions of superheroes or different kind of like takes.
Is this
them.
A real superhero?
No, I think that. Well, so there was a comic I read called Irredeemable, and it was like basically if Superman fucking turned on the human race.
Yeah.
And so this kind of feels like that because it's just like, what if it happened when he was eight?
It's like the same thing. But it's not based off any other content.
No, I don't think so. This seems like all like just like he's like he's, you know.
Someone wrote a screenplay.
I think he did.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, then now it should be a good vision if it's his vision.
I think he was just like, hey, man, what if Superman came to Earth, but like the kid was bad? And then just wrote that and then, you know, calls him like fucking Crypto Man or some shit like that. Well, he's going to be something
super.
Boy. Yeah, like bad boy. Bad boy.
I downloaded a book.
What you going to do? What, it?
No.
Damn, it's 40 hours. It's good. That's a lot. Bang for your buck, motherfucker.
No. Better bang for your buck.
Harry Potter, all of them.
I got a trilogy.
Star Wars, spoken word. The whole movie's just read.
Huh?
The whole saga read to you.
What are you talking about? Someone reading screenplays?
Yeah. Background.
No.
Space.
Yeah. Interior. Morning.
Letters start to appear on screen.
Fade in.
Yeah. Slide to the left. Diagonally. Make a triangle into picture.
Ugh, son of a bitch.
Even the edits.
I had a free Audible book.
Oh, like, did you join?
For the free month.
Whose code do you use, dude?
It's my own because I have Amazon Prime, so they always churn out Audible at me.
I don't know if you had like a code from a podcast.
No.
Speaking of which, audible.com this week. No, go ahead. We used to do Audible commercials. I don't think anyone got one.
Did we?
No, we didn't.
Oh.
The main show.
I don't think anyone got one.
Yeah, no, the main show used to do them. I think maybe I had like, I pre-recorded ones that I just split in the middle or something like that. But yeah, we used to do that. I don't think.
Wow.
Audible would take anybody. Legit.
Jesus. They're well,
like,
yeah. Because
they'll like use my code, like audible.com/LWM podcast. And if they did that, then they would get the free trial or whatever the fuck. And then supposedly you get a kickback, but it's probably after like 100 of those happen.
Yeah. You get 4 cents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you have to you'll get 4 cents after 100, but you got to get the $20 to take it out.
Yeah. And so good luck. We'll see you in 94 years.
I'll be dusty.
I downloaded a trilogy. It was in one compendium called
Alien.
Area X.
Dang, sorry.
Why?
I guess Alien's more than a trilogy now.
Why?
I think the
pure
ones.
They're not books.
I think the...
Son of a bitch. You're like, Harry Potter's? There's eight of them. Shit, I was wrong.
Well, no, you didn't say
trilogy.
You didn't say Terminates. You didn't say trilogy before on my behalf. So, come on. Credit to me.
It's a book that...
What's it called? Planet X?
Area X.
Okay.
And technically,
are you kidding me right now?
Started it.
Are you kidding me right now?
Whoopsie doozies.
It's
three books: Annihilation, Authority, and Acceptance.
Annihilation, your favorite movie ever.
That's what the first book is.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
It's great.
It's visually, it's awesome.
I understand it now.
How?
I know it now.
Okay, explain Annihilation to us all.
Okay, so the movie Annihilation, which I watched this week, because it's on Amazon.
All right, hey, weekly recommendations and rejections. Tony, go.
So Annihilation, there is a fucking alien comet that hits a fucking area of Earth and starts spreading.
Yes, understood that.
Once you go into that area, the alien presence starts rewriting your DNA and scrambling the living shit out of it. Nothing can come in or out because it scrambles everything that's in there, including radio signals, DNA, everything.
Okay.
So creatures will fucking inhabit the DNA of something they ate. So you'll hear a woman scream through a fucking bear's mouth and shit.
Okay.
And a fucking alligator will have flowers growing off it and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Cause it
why do you eat the flowers?
Huh? Because he's trying to get to, like, you know, like
alligators are mainly meat eaters, is all.
Maybe he, like, had a cut, a little flour rubbed on it.
Anyways.
And also, people that died, the fucking plants in the ground fuse with their DNA, and then their base DNA grow like human beings, like the shape of.
That's why there's, like, people bushes.
Yeah. But the whole movie is just a fucking alien presence that wants to mimic and spread its, like, transformative DNA. So once we encounter it, we're already losing track of time, consciousness, I fucking understood all everything.
That. Okay, yeah, that seemed like yeah. it. But there was no, like, why is it here?
What do you mean? Like, it doesn't have, there was no purpose to be gained.
So basically it was just a comet with a fucking,
an organism. Yeah.
A germ that wants, that all it does is just want to spread.
Or you could call it a cancer. Okay. Like, it just spreads and infiltrates.
Well, I mean, my germ fucking analogy worked just fine, Tony.
Perfect, yes.
God, always got
a virus. Like a virus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, that comes from germs. You fuck up.
Like a viral germ.
Ah, god damn it.
And then she like fucking transcends and becomes like symbiotic with this fucking creature.
Because she accepts.
She accepts it. Like,
what the movie's about then is her accepting the fucking, like, the death of her husband. Yeah. And then that's what the whole.
And the reality.
That's the.
Of, yeah.
That's the purpose.
That's the heart behind it.
Is the acceptance. That's the message.
Even the sci-fi behind it is then.
It looked cool. Don't get me wrong.
It burns down the fucking shimmer, the globe.
Would I watch again?
Oh, my God. So good. Second time was so much better.
I mean, honestly, you know what I could do? I could put, like, fucking, like, Green Day Dookie on and then just mm-hmm. mute the TV. Mm. It's like, remember those, the Windows media players?
Yeah.
Where you could do cool things, like you're going through
the lasers and
warp and shit like that.
Yeah. Right into a fucking vortex. Listen,
and I just watched The Shimmer.
A lot of the reviews said that it was too intellectual for dumbasses.
Oh.
And like, it didn't say, not saying you
go
are.
Go back to that episode. Because when you try to explain, you're like, duh, the aliens look neat and like Natalie Portman pretty. And it look bush people. Like, you didn't make any fucking sense about
it. I was probably under the weather.
Oh, that's what we're calling it now.
Yep. I was a little under the weather, probably. And,
that's what we call benders, huh?
Listen, bro, I was probably on a real weather binge. And I was binging hard on the weather, and it made me sick.
Maybe it was snowing.
And I was a little hallucinating.
No, you didn't understand.
Not unlike The Shimmer.
You didn't understand a lick of that fucking movie until you listened to the 40-hour fucking book explaining it. And you probably read a bunch of shit online.
I did. I'm very knowledgeable.
Okay. See, when you have to do all that extra work, what the fuck is the point?
Because my brain needs a little extra help. You've never gone into something and been like, I want to research more into that subject.
If
or are you
I don't
just
understand
a base
it, and
level
then I,
bitch.
No, and then I read it, and I'm like, that's what they were trying to do. They could have fucking, like...
You do it with Destiny almost daily.
Portrayed that better.
Oh my God, what's that? The origin of that gun. Wow. Liu Fang's fucking...
Oh, no, I'll just come upon facts.
Sunshot.
Well, no, I'm just trying to look up how to do things. And then I'll read...
No, you've
and
told me a bunch of fucking lore.
And then I'll read fun facts. I listened to a podcast about it.
You've told me lore to explain the universe. Because you're like, I don't understand what the Cabal are.
Mm. Well, they explained that at the beginning of the game.
Oh,
very well,
you've
actually.
You've done it. You've done it with
it's
things.
A perfect game. It's
goddamn flawless god of a game. You ever seen Michelangelo?
Yeah, he basically painted this game.
Sistine Chapel of a game.
Yeah, it really is. Like, to look up at it, admire.
Beyond reproach, actually.
All right, let's hop back into news.
How dare you?
All right, so did you see that MK movie animated in the works? Possibly CGI?
No. I remember that cool trailer someone made for fucking Mortal Kombat.
Are you talking about the one that went to YouTube, the show?
Yeah. Okay. Like the one that has like Jax's name, Jackson, but all the letters are scratched off the door.
But he's like a fucking retired cop, like a beat cop, and then some dude comes in with like diamond skin and it's Scorpion. You're like,
I remember that.
Reptile, maybe?
Yeah.
But no, they're in works to making a Mortal Kombat animated movie.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'd watch that.
I watched this trailer called Velvet Buzzsaw. Have you heard about this?
Yeah.
So Jake Gyllenhaal, fucking...
Is it a curator?
John Malkovich, and it's a Netflix original. And yeah, he's a curator for art, and the paintings are like coming to life.
Yeah.
Or like haunted or some shit.
It's like some like unknown artist that has like the greatest art.
And then it was like Netflix original. I was like, ooh, that ending's gonna piss me off.
Dude, we gotta toe the line now. We got Jake Gyllenhaal.
But I
just
know,
off the feet of Nightcrawler.
And that's who it's from.
And that's what I'm saying is like,
I'm really hoping, but I feel like every fucking I'm like, this is so sick, this is so sick, and then the ending happens. I'm like, fuck you, Netflix, god damn it!
You're afraid why that can't you're not tie gonna something up? Like the hands coming out of paintings?
No, that's gonna be awesome. I'm telling you, the whole once they get to the end and they're like, they were all on acid and the grass was traced. And I'm like, the happening.
What if it's a real nihilistic ending, just like Nightcrawler?
That's fine by me. I hope it's good. I'm just saying, Netflix originals usually blow the ending.
They sure do.
Or the whole thing. Depends.
Depends. Yeah. Where you're going, yeah.
So, yeah, it's February 1st. That looks cool. It's called Velvet Bus. I'll check it out on the tubes. then I saw this thing for Loophole. Have you heard of this?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so I watched this trailer, and it seems like they find the gene that causes war and murder and crime, and they start, like, testing people for it and then killing them if they have it.
Okay.
And I was like, that's a dope...
Minority Report, kind of? Like, finding the evil in you and just killing you?
It's almost... Yeah, instead of, like, them being like, we know you're gonna do this.
Yeah.
This is almost like you're predestined to do this. Well, I guess which is Minority Report. But what happens is that, like, this girl gets a phone call, and they're like, they want your blood for a reason. Meet me at blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then I'm pretty sure her blood unleashes the Antichrist.
Oh, tight.
Okay, and then you watch this trailer and you're like, ooh, this was shot for like $40.
Fuck me. Yeah. You always get into these loops where you end up on like the $40 movies.
Yeah, I know.
And you're like, what a great title. Oh.
Dude, not even title, but more so just like, damn, that's a dope premise.
Fuck.
And it looks way bad.
Damn it all to hell.
Yeah, like I saw the wings like come out of the dude on fire and I was like, oh man, it looks like that was a fucking college like submission.
Yeah, that was a fucking thesis right there.
Yep, I went to fucking Dave's school and here you
got
go.
A B plus on that.
Yeah, here's my 30 thou. How'd it look?
Oh, Christ, that was Full Sail fucking design studio.
Yeah. Here in Florida, in front of our green screen, we shot Johnny here and took his hair out and added some wings. How do you look?
Yeah. Well, it's all we could do, okay? Be happy with the results.
All right, Aiden. I'm going to give you a B. You tried hard.
And it's going to be an actual film that people watch.
Loophole. I mean, yeah. I don't know.
You heard it here.
You heard it here first. You got any cool trailers or any cool news?
No.
All right, cool. Well, not really. let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections again.
Yeah.
I watched The Nun.
Uh-huh.
Woo! Dude, okay, so...
Cinematic masterpiece?
There are BA parts about this movie, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, all the lore and shit's cool as fuck, and then there's a time... All right, so the premise is, like, this, like, nun that isn't... What's that called? Like, in the nunhood yet? Like, she's not...
She's not in the nunnery.
Okay, yeah, but she's not like a full nun.
She hasn't taken her
vows.
Vows.
Yes, okay. So she's in all white. She doesn't have the fucking penguin suit on yet, you know what I'm saying? And then like there's like this crazy evil that they let out of a door, and it makes no sense. The lady gives her a key, the lady's like, I'm gonna hang myself with the key. It's like, why not shut the fucking door, then kill yourself?
Yeah.
Because the evil has to inhabit a body. So it inhabits a nun, that's what haunts the whole place. There's some neat looking things in it, but there's this part where like at the end they're like, oh shit, she's got to take her vows. And then it's like this like coming of like becoming a superhero, like donning the costume. I was like, that's like if I read that in a comic.
If it was the most epic fucking
exactly.
Like, yeah, Pinhead putting his pins in.
Yeah, exactly. It was the origin. You're like, oh shit, it's the nun. That's who they were talking about. If I read that in a comic and it was way better written and way gorier and way like harder and shit like that. And like a superhero. Like, I was like, dude, the nun as a superhero, like, she's just, like, fucking whipping beads at people and Bibles and
oh my
shit.
God.
Crucifixes is, like, fucking stars.
Singeing people. Yeah.
Oh, man, fighting the fucking devil, dude? I'm in.
Holy water.
Not that movie. I give it like a 3. Tony, what'd you say? All right.
Don't see it.
I mean, if you're like sick and it's on Netflix and you're like, fuck it, like there are some neat looking
parts.
There's
some jump scares, though, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So stupid.
I'm pissed a lot.
Fucking jump scares.
Yeah.
I watched Black Hawk Down, which is
I thought you were about to say Black Klansman. I was like, damn, how'd you see that, too? Anyways.
Nah.
Black Cock Down.
It's like 2 hours of pure action.
Yeah, it is.
Dude, and everyone's in it. I didn't know Tom Hardy was in it.
I didn't know that either.
I didn't know that the fucking dad from Modern Family was in it, Phil.
I didn't know that either.
Who the fuck? There's so many
Josh
random.
Hartnett, right?
Josh Hartnett, fucking Ewan McGregor.
And Owen Wilson was behind Enemy Lines, correct?
He's behind Minute.
I get those two confused. It's like the two meteor movies that came out at the same time.
This is from the dude who made Kingdom of Heaven. Like, it's fucking... It's awesome, man. Like, one of the dudes from Trainspotting with Ewan McGregor is in it. He hangs out with Tom Hardy the whole time.
He's the guy that shit the bed?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought, because he was in a bunch of shit before, like, Trainspotting, when everyone, like, knew him.
Yeah, he's
always,
very
like,
popular.
Yeah, he was a, like, cartilage for the movie. He's always, like, a fucking side character. Usually scared shitless.
Yeah, or in fucking Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman. Well, that's after he was
in
Trainspotting.
That was much after.
Yeah, everyone loved
him. He's cool as shit in this movie. He's funny. This movie's so fucked. It's so crazy. So much action. Tom Sizemore is probably my favorite character. The Eric Bana is in it. Like, it's just a stupid amount of people.
Eric Bana can be so good, but man, everyone knows him for that Hulk movie, right?
Dude, and all I like him in is fucking Munich.
There's another, like, super fucking huge movie with him in it that I absolutely love, and I can't think of it right now. Anyways, keep talking about Black Cock Down.
Black Cock Down is, it's action-packed. It's seriously fucking wonderful, and I don't know why it's not, I guess, kind of hailed higher.
Hector and Troy, he's dope as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I'm pretty sure he was in Troy, but I don't want to sound like a dickhead, so I'm just going to say I can't think of the movie right now. But, man, him getting dragged around after fucking...
And his dad's like, give me my boy.
And they're like, I don't know, we peed on him and fucked him already. Yeah, want him back.
Like, Brad Pitt's like, hey, mind if I take one more shit on him?
Yeah, I'm going to come in his mouth just a little.
You're a good king. I'll let you have him. Yeah. My king? What a pile of shit.
Achilles!
He's the worst piece of shit I've ever met.
Oh, man.
And Achilles is like, I'm going to go handle this boss, you stupid asshole.
Yeah, fucking dickhead. God, some Mondays, right? Boss is really riding me.
They're fucking chugging a bottle of fucking wine and throwing it as he walks out.
Come here, Hector. Bam, sand in your eyes. Ah!
Oh, dude, Hector fights him well.
Yeah, that's a dope scene. Yeah. Man, Troy people kind of crap on that movie, too. Yeah. But fuck motherfucking Orlando Bloom, dude. That whole movie could have been avoided had he not been such a little fuckboy.
That's sort of the tale of Helena Troy. Those two idiots were fucking idiots.
I hated him.
Yep.
He
was so unrepentive. Like, unlike, my bad, Dad.
Yeah,
my bad,
no,
brother.
I love her.
And then he's up there in the stands going like, boy, I hope Hector defends her for me.
Yeah, what a bitch.
Yeah, like, bring your bow out there and do something, you stupid
what
bitch. Fucking Orlando Bloom.
I'm getting worked up anyways. Black Hawk Down.
I give it a 9 out of 10. It's fucking
that's
awesome,
high.
Man.
What's it on?
Hulu.
Okay. I watched Black Klansman.
Yeah.
I absolutely love this movie. Spike Lee, I highly recommend it. If you are worried that you're going to be like, oh, God, white guilt, or like fucking, like, oh, God, super social justice awareness, they tackle a ton of topics in that movie, and it is so well-rounded and so well-done and gives a good light on both sides of that. It's fucking
sick. Is it funny?
There's parts, I don't know if I'm
I thought it was supposed to be a...
No, they
kind of like a...
They build it as that, but it's like almost just so fucked up. It's funny.
Like a Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
No, there's like a lot of hard things to deal with in the movie. And the ending, they show like a lot of really fucked up actual footage.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie, like I was getting like choked the fuck up. Like could barely talk.
Would you say like Django Unchained?
No.
Mix?
No. Django Unchained was almost like comical.
Which is
shocking. And badass. Like Black Klansman, it's Spike Lee. So, I mean, like, he's not the one to usually be like, oh, the ha-has.
No, I've never... Yeah, I don't think I've seen something funny he's done.
Yeah.
But they did promote it that way.
I agree. Well, it's because, like, hey, I hate Jews, spicks, and, like, when he's talking to the dude, like, the black guy's talking to the fucking Klansman.
Yep.
But Eric from... Topher Grace, he's in it. He's really good. There's a lot of fucking awesome actors in it. There's people that you fucking can't stand. It felt like kind of like Imperium in ways.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam Driver's the shit. He's rad in it. He plays the white version of him when he has to go to the Klan meetings.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
fucked up, man. And I, like, yeah, this movie's awesome. I give it, like, a 9. It was way good.
All right, cool.
And, like I said, it really fucking makes you feel like an asshole for, like, sitting at home playing Destiny all day when there's a lot of really fucked up shit happening.
Yeah.
Like, it's, but it's in a good way, not, like, a guilty way. But you're just like, holy shit, like, this shit's, like, still way...
The world's really fucked.
Yeah,
next mission, boys.
Yeah, honestly, I didn't need to kind of unplug, because, like I said, at the end of the movie, I got, like, really emotional, like, when they showed, like, the North Carolina, or the Charleston fucking, like, Tiki Torches rally and shit like that, like, when you look at the footage, you're like, holy fucking racist shit.
Yeah, that's...
Like, this is crazy that that's still, that hatred still exists.
Made you and cry? They,
dude, yeah, it choked me up because you're just like, how are people this fucked up? I don't know, man. It's weird, but I highly recommend it. It's way good. Anyways, what else?
Would you rate it?
I give it like a 9. Oh. I'll give it like an 8.5 because there are parts that I'm like, it's weird. Some parts feel like an indie film, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which like, is not long, fun when it makes
like
that
long
transition,
shots
yeah.
of like him like walking through a forest, like one shots. And then he'll bend down, pick up a fucking like shotgun shell. Drop it in like some like funk from the 70s playing in the background, but kind of like beat cop kind of sad.
Yeah.
And then he walks by and you see that the firing range that the Klansmen were just at were all black children running.
Oh, like the targets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That rough, right?
Yeah, it is rough.
There's a lot of imagery.
Why the fuck? When was this set?
It's 60s? 50s? Yeah, yeah. I think 60s or 70s.
Like,
70s? Like Colorado Springs are like, we're basically hiring you on. Like, they're like, so if like, you know, if someone calls you the N-word, how are you going to react? Because that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're yeah, trying guess, to do... It was almost like a PR move. It's fucking... It's good, man. Watch it.
Is it based on a true story?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I thought it was, but I don't want to
say
that.
Well, you know Alpha Dog is.
What?
You didn't know that?
Oh, God, break my heart.
I started watching it again, and
it
literally...
It says based on true events or true story?
Events. Ugh. Yeah. And I was like... I told Courtney, I was like... She's like, what the fuck is this? And I was like... It's a good movie, and it was like the Jake Mazursky stuff.
I don't
like
even
Ben Foster losing his shit.
Shitting on a rug.
Dude, and I was like, I can't defend this movie. It's vile. Mm-hmm. Like, it's fucked. Like, even good actors are being monsters in this film.
It really, yeah. I mean,
Justin Timberlake is like
a piece of
a
shit.
A company to murder in this film.
Alpha Dog is like one of those movies that fucking like, it's gut-wrenching
yeah.
to watch.
And it builds you up
it's so
to
good.
Such a wonderful place with this kid.
It's so good, yeah. but it is fucking gut-wrenching.
It's the death of innocence.
Yeah.
Like, well, in a really good story.
It feels like even more than
they,
that.
Well, they... I'd say, what would you call it? Like, they brutalized innocence.
Yeah, yeah. It's almost like showcasing, like, the monstrosity of a human. It's
yeah.
rough.
Yeah. Like a misguided monster.
Alpha Dog, is that what you watched? Is that what you're
I watched
with?
A part of it, oh. but it stuck with me, and I've only watched like 30 minutes, and I was like,
Jesus.
Fuck, this movie's like badass and sad.
Yeah, I remember seeing that movie for the first time. That's, the movie is like really well done. If you haven't seen it, that experience for the first time is
yeah.
fucking way good.
Do you remember the scene where he's with his, where Ben Foster's with his PO? It's a small scene where the guy's like, yeah, your PO said that you didn't show up to work. And he's like, he's been out of town. How could he? He's out of town. He's like, I got to have you pee. And he's like, I need this job. And like, just, dude, he loses it. Like, I don't know if it's part of the scene, but eventually Ben Foster's like crying and screaming and drooling. And he's like, I need that job. And like slams his head through the door and shit.
You know, the scene where
like, it's unreal.
Where he gets slapped by the mom.
Yeah.
That's legit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like that slap.
Where she like just keeps like. Beating him around.
Yeah, like that. Like she like his like face was like fucked up from
I think
that slap.
You told me that once
yeah.
that he asked her to like go
yeah,
hard.
Yeah, he was like, don't hold back. Like
yeah.
hit me.
Like I need to feel.
Yeah, that dude's like super method, I think.
Yeah, because it looked like he went through a door that was meant to be like punched on, but not broke through.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like to where it looks like he could have had like good amount of cuts on his face afterwards. So I watched a bit of that, but I did watch all of Arrival.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, I've been on. Yeah, I get on kicks.
Yeah. Annihilation. Arrival.
Yeah.
Arrival's amazing.
Independence Day. Yeah.
I love Arrival.
Arrival's so beautiful.
You know why? Because they give a lot of explanation and background and
sure
detail.
They sure do. They said it's for a layman.
No, that movie
for
is
a simpleman.
That movie's highbrow.
It's medium brow.
Higher brow.
It's higher brow, but it's also it's art house meets sci-fi because it's not that hardcore sci-fi.
I disagree.
There's not extreme amounts of.
there's hardcore sci-fi that gives a good explanation to stuff.
The music in that film
is amazing.
It's so like the
it's incredible. That's another like that can make her. I felt like Annihilation kind of lacked in that.
Now,
and it's, I just it's not think bad. You need the to score's go, not bad.
No, no, the score doesn't exist until the last half hour. The last half hour is like a hypnotic, scary nightmare.
Yeah. Well, I felt like when I was watching that, I was like, this is fucked up. What was that movie? Fucking what mountain? Holy Mountain.
Holy Mountain, yeah. It,
like, there's parts of me that I was like, I guess.
Yeah, like, there are scenes where she's walking on a beach towards a lighthouse that's covered in white moss.
Yeah.
And there's trees made of crystal.
Yeah.
And the sky looks like a fucking Van Gogh. And there's this fucking, like, harmonic, like, meow, 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 meow. And, like, you're like, holy Lord in heaven. Like, see, this is hell.
I didn't get that. Yeah, I wasn't, like, invoked to like that, but.
I was scared.
Okay.
Me scared.
Did you ever watch that fucking...
you should watch it again, dude. Eerie.
I'll try.
It eerie.
Devil and the Locksmith or whatever. Or like
yeah.
The,
yeah, you, the Blacksmith
and
the Devil.
Did you watch that?
I started it. I didn't...
You should really finish that because, like, yeah, their, like, depiction of hell is just... That movie just goes to places that you're like, man, I hope it... Oh, my God, they did.
there's a game that did that. Senua's Sacrifice, Hellblade.
Okay.
It was a $30 game made by a small studio of like 20 people, but their depiction of hell is almost like Dante. Like there's layers, and each layer is a different piece of her psyche, but there's rooms that are literally like, you know, it's a fucking valley of blood and all the walls are made of hands and arms and fucking like feet and shit are falling down all the time. And like spires of black tar just sort of pull up out of the.
That's
and you're
cool.
Like, I'm so no, no, no. And the fucking ceiling is fire with like a black sun.
That's dope.
And I'm like, mm-mm.
That's
mm-mm.
Sick.
It is evil. Like, it's cool.
I like
evil.
The ceiling of fire because the flames are probably going downward.
Yeah.
And then the black sun is just a dope. Black
yeah. Like, it's like
sun.
Takes away all the light. Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking Chuck Palahniuk's Damned and Doomed, his depictions of hell are reminiscent of that. Like, like a fingernail mountain range.
Yeah.
Like the sea of like a disposed cum.
Yeah,
like
shit, disgusting monster
up.
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So Arrival, 10 out of 10, correct?
Oh, yes. It's a wonderful film with a really, really, like, Courtney also watched this one and she was like, this is like really sad. And I was like, yeah, there's like a truth that this woman now knows.
Yeah.
That's horrifyingly sad.
That movie has a good payoff too. Jeremy Renner's rad. Oh, there's a movie with Jeremy Renner that I just saw where he's like fucking drug cartel, finds out about like something about the U.S. government that you wouldn't believe. And it's,
oh, Middleman, Kill the Messenger.
Kill the Messenger.
Yep.
Yeah, I want to watch
a good movie.
Yeah,
dude.
I want to watch that. I saw him and Josie and I were like, oh shit, is that
based off true story?
Hawkeye?
Yeah. real article, real guy in that film. But yeah, Kill the Messenger is awesome.
All right, cool, man. I watched Uncle Drew.
What's that?
Kyrie Irving. I don't know if I'm saying his name right.
Kyrie Irving, yeah.
The basketball player. Mm-hmm. And Shaq is in it. They're old.
Oh, I've seen them in the makeup.
It's
they're not actors, are they?
Whoo! No, they're not.
They're basketball players.
No, they're not, young blood. That's what he keeps saying the whole fucking movie. Oh, what are you doing over there, young blood? Ooh, look, we're gonna listen to 8 tracks because I'm Uncle Drew. That's a boom boom room.
Wow.
Like that's like the whole fucking movie. And then there's like, I don't know. There's like this like shitty story. It's bad, dude. If you like basketball, I think you'd like the movie.
Probably.
And if you're like maybe had like a head injury or something like that, you'd really enjoy
you're
it.
In the hospital and it's on.
Yeah, no, if you like fell off a roof recently, landed directly on your head, very childish humor.
Put it on in the ambulance.
If you never remembered seeing a movie before this,
you might
enjoy it.
Movie-nesia.
Because good Lord, is it every fucking used cliche trope cocksucking bullshit ever, dude.
Cool.
I give it like a I think I said a 3 at the end of it because there's parts that I laughed at. Your boy from fucking The League is in it.
One of them. Yeah.
Fucking
Nick Kroll?
Yeah.
Okay.
Big Mouth, yeah.
Yeah.
He plays like the rival basketball fucking coach. There we go. Wow.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah. He's like, and he steals the dude's girlfriend. He steals his team. He's like, oh, and then a day later, I stole your girlfriend. Like, he's pretty funny in it. His parts are good, and they got, like, a kind of comedic role for the main dude that's, like, with Kyrie the whole time. There's parts that are funny.
You rented it?
Dog shit, yeah. For some reason, we were watching it, and Josie's like, oh, I like Kyrie. And she was like, that movie's probably dog shit. I forgot the second half of that sentence, so I picked it up. I was like, hey, I got you Uncle Drew. And she was like, that piece of shit?
Oh, boy.
Legit. And like, I was like, and I just told her the conversation. She was like, yeah. And then I said it was probably going to be a piece of shit. And I was like, no thank you for remembering.
I tuned that out after I wrote that down in my mind.
Yeah, I had. I was like, mental note, block out everything. Yeah, Uncle Drew, do not watch it. All if right. you like basketball, I think you might dig it. Anyways, okay. What else do you see?
I watched The Interview on Netflix.
You love that movie.
They put it back on there. It's so fucking funny.
I need to rewatch that, but I feel like I have to be like ultra stoned to really
dig in. It's the best that way.
But you know what's not super bad? Pineapple Express. Like, there's like movies that really hit home without having to be like fucked up.
No, I watched it stone sober. Stone cold sober.
Yeah.
And I was cracking up, dude. When he's fucking like, she's at the door and he sniffs the syringe. He's like, oh, I got a case of the stank dick. And he's like, sorry about that. And he just keeps going on describing his dick from last night.
There's some parts of it that feel so improv-y.
It is improv.
I understand, but like that sometimes takes me out of the movie experience. Like, I've noticed that like the later stuff with Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly. Like, I'm not as...
Dude, that home's bombed.
They came out?
It's out. It got a 0% rating, and it's out of theaters already. It's barely a film.
Zero?
It's like a 5 at best.
On Rotten?
On Rotten. It's like a 5% at best.
Damn.
Now. It's already out of theaters.
Yo, like, what's about to come out? They just released... Glass.
Rough. Yeah.
You know what they got?
No.
23.
Nuh-uh.
Oh.
Of what?
100.
30? Fuck you.
25?
23 out of 23?
Was it 23? Yeah, was it 20 out of 20?
Fuck that ass.
23, yeah.
No.
It said like early Rotten Tomato reviews leaked or some shit.
Rotten Tomatoes need to go fuck itself.
I don't know, man.
I love everything about what's happening in Glass.
And I guess the Bumblebee movie that did really well on Rotten Tomatoes and like everyone loved it, bombed at the box office.
What is happening? What is happening? So what? I need to wait till there's an actual... No, I need to listen to no one.
Yeah.
I need to just form my own opinions like an adult. Like an adult.
You guys aren't here, but man, his coming, like that idea popping into his head, he's like, oh man, I need to not listen to anybody.
Yeah, I looked away. I was just like, Jesus.
This world is rigged.
Yeah. Hold on. Do I care about anyone else's opinion? There's like 4 people's opinions in this world I really care about.
Mine?
You're on there. You're on
really?
The list. Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, if you were like, I hate you, you're garbage, I'd be like, am I really garbage?
You'd actually contemplate
I'd contemplate why he said that. And if I made you cry, like, I'd be sad I made you cry.
Okay.
Yeah. I hope same for you to me.
Well. Close fifth. No.
You're teetering in the top 10.
Yeah.
You asshole.
Know. Yeah, you're around there. So I don't know.
You're 5 out of 5.
Yeah, I don't keep track, but I'm 26. I mean,
the cat ranks higher than you, but,
Cat Paul, I love him. All right, anyways, I watched, wait, did you give that a rating? Whatever you were talking about. We got into fucking
The Interview. 14. Yeah, 8 out of 10. It's
okay,
fun.
Right on. Infinity War. I rewatched that. That movie's incredible. I don't like the ending that they took the silence out of the credits.
I said that too. And yeah, it's a bummer. I was like, no, it's different. And you're like, fuck, it is. It's not solemn piano.
It's funny. My stepdad texted me today. He's like, hey, I saw Infinity War. Did not see that ending. And I was like, man. I was like, and I explained to him the after credit, not the after credits, but like the credit scene. I was like, all that stuff goes down and then fucking boom, it's just silence. I was like, you could hear a pin drop in the theater. It was so stark.
Yep.
I was like, and then we get to my car and and Tony, my old roommate, was like, I can't believe, spoilers, they killed off all these people, dude. Black Panther, Spider-Man, they're all gone. I was like, they've renewed those. You don't think they're going to come back? And he was like, I mean, like, not until right now.
No, I mean, I suspended my disbelief until this moment.
Of course I...
Hold on. Oh. Oh, yeah, it makes sense, because that's billions of dollars in IPs. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did bring that up, too. I was like, you think they kill off the fucking, like, highest-ranking movies?
3/4 of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, my... Yeah, that was so funny. But, yeah, no, Infinity War, 10 out of 10. That movie's so watchable. It's so good. It's like what a movie is. It's not like a real cerebral experience, but you get that fucking gut punch at the end.
It's a ton.
Even though you know it's
a big buildup.
Even though it's nothing. It's amazing.
It's
one
of the biggest buildups in cinema history.
Thanos is fucking so dope. I think it's the biggest. Like, there's
it
no
kinda
shared,
has to be for the run.
There's no shared universe that's like 26 movies.
Nah, there's nothing run-wise that's like that.
Like, they definitely... and
short of series, like Seinfeld ending its fucking run.
Simpsons, I think, maybe is beating
like
it.
Yeah, shit like that. Like... nothing in cinema, film cinema.
No, yeah. But Infinity War, yeah, 10
you
out
know,
of 10. You
know Solo's on Netflix now?
Yeah, I saw that. It, weird. There was two different boxes for the boxes. There's two different pictures. I'm still shopping fucking Blockbuster. There's two different cartridges for Solo there. Which one? Is there a director's cut or something?
Oh, my God.
Do you see anything else?
One other thing. A cinematic classic. Okay. We got zero.
Give me that crystal, boy. You sound like that part from fucking Tenacious D. Oh, I'm about to rap you some shit right here.
Yeah.
Jack Black doing that like weird sergeant.
Yeah.
Anyways,
dude, you got Zero Cool and oh god, I forget the other person's name, but they're hackers.
Hold on, what movie?
Angelina hackers.
Okay, sorry.
Angelina Jolie. And Johnny, whatever his name was from the Dead. 90s. What's his face? Matthew Lillard.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I heard that movie came out, that fucking, The House That Jack Built or whatever the fuck. The serial killer movie with him. Oh. Do you not know about this?
No, I don't know.
Fuck.
The House That Jack Built.
It's something like that. It might be, I'm probably way off. Matthew
Lillard.
Yeah. As we Google right now.
LL.
I got, oh, my bad. Was not thinking of him. Sorry.
So dumb.
Yeah.
Back to hackers, dude.
Okay, back to hackers. I don't know. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, the house that Jack built. Yeah, Matt Dillon.
Close. Very close.
Yeah, it's him telling about like his crimes. Have you not seen this trailer?
No.
Yeah, it looks fucked up.
I like it. Well, is it out?
I think so. Lars Von Trier.
Fuck that. No, fuck that, dude. It's going to be him eating fucking placentas and fucking, like, cutting his penis off and putting it on his nose.
It's not Antichrist, but yeah.
It's Lars von Trier.
Which is Antichrist.
He made that, and he made this, so it's going to... yeah.
Well, and that necrophilia movie or whatever it was called.
Yeah, Nymphomaniac.
Melancholia. The fucking prettiest, boringest movie ever.
Yeah, Gorgeous Nothing.
Oh, my God. It was like looking at paintings.
Yeah.
That kind of moved, and then there's like, here's tits.
Oh, they're talking again in a hallway.
About nothing about I can understand.
About a different situation, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was like 10 parties were going on at once in that movie. Yeah. But they were like, what are they, aristocrat parties.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. I blocked most of that movie out, except for when you see...
the planet come into the planet.
And Kirsten Dunst's boobs.
Yeah, right on the waterfall, dude. Yeah. Don't forget those.
That was like, what? What for?
That was mind-boggling, too. I was like, wow, she's never done something like that, and
for
why?
Nothing. Yeah, there is for no reason to do this. Mm-mm. There's no reason for the scene to be in this at all.
He was just like, I can convince you for the cinematic value, can't I?
No, this is art.
Okay, what art is it?
Take it off.
It's my art.
Excuse me?
I'll be naked when I'm filming it.
Take it off.
Behind the camera.
Take it off.
Because Lars von Trier likes to go and fucking
Nail your clit to that chair.
Jesus.
Well, did he do that in Antichrist?
Yeah. Cut a clit off, yeah.
Oh, that's what it was. He nailed a dick to the chair. My bad. I've never seen it. I've just heard shit about
it. No, it's fucking horrifying.
Isn't it Willem Dafoe, too?
Yeah.
God, I kind of want to watch it, but I kind of don't.
And the same chick from Nymphomaniac, yeah.
Lindsay Lohan?
No. Oh, she's some European actress.
Was Shia LaBeouf in it?
Shia's in a film of his.
I think it's Nympho.
Yeah, it is Nympho. He plays in the second part. Yeah. That movie was a...
Anyways, what were we talking about?
Oh, hackers, dude. Get on track, bro. So they were snubbed at the Oscars the year that this came out because other better films came out.
He's a weird looking dude, Lars von Trier.
Yeah, he is. And he's always just fucking weird and like, hey, if you want to be in my movie, come like do the polar bear run naked with me and smoke opium. Like, he's just a freak.
Is that
a real thing. Like Shy, like someone was talking, I don't know if it was Shy, I think it was that old dude in the Nymphomaniac movie. And
I never watched those either.
He's the professor for Thor's professor in the first Thor. The old dude.
Mm.
Yeah.
Skarsgård,
yeah. He was like, yeah, you know, Lars invites us out, and he's just, you know, nude as the day he was born, just in the pool, just asking us to come out and, you know, do something, smoke, drink something out there with him, and, you know, that's just his way. And I was like, he's a horrifying monster. I'd never want to be in a film with him. You'd probably lose your mind like Shia.
I don't know. I feel like the House of Jack Built's going to be sick.
I hope so. I just hope it's not that.
Matt Dillon, though. That seems like a good role for him.
Oh, it's perfect. He's a wonderful psychopath.
Yeah, but like a very like well-kept And I guess it's him recounting the stories and they show it. I think it's kind of like that. Almost like an anthology told by the serial killer. Maybe he's like confessing. I can't remember. Anyway.
That's scary to think of.
Yeah, it's crazy. Go ahead. I think he picks somebody up and just starts telling them his crimes as they're like hitchhiking with him.
That's horrifying.
Yeah.
Because I do that all the time.
Hackers. It's good. You love it.
Dude, listen. Hackers was a cinematic piece of gold. Now,
wow.
Jurassic Park came out that year.
1995.
I'm just kidding. It came out the year before. But seeing that...
This is 95?
Yeah. Seeing that Jurassic Park came out the year before and this film exists after it, it's shocking because...
The CG?
The CGI, dude. So they're hacking all the systems, getting into all the cryptic databases while they're rollerblading and skateboarding and...
Real quick. So Testa Tony is going to be Mars Attacks this week, right? That came out in 1996.
Yeah.
You know how that movie looked?
Yeah.
You watched it on your 65-inch high-definition 4K.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I know.
Dude, Jurassic Park must have paid a king's ransom.
I just recently listened to a Jurassic Park podcast. They just reinvented a lot of fucking wheels.
Yeah, but also no one could ever achieve that again until, like, now.
It was something with Industrial Light and Magic and the team that he did for...
Did they kill them all after it was made? Because every movie that has CGI looks bad after that.
How much practical they added and the lens and tricks and flares that they added with the CGI.
I'm about to say there's not much practical shit when you're seeing like fucking 19 fucking dinosaurs run while they jump over fucking the guy that hates little kids.
Dude.
Can't remember his name.
Alan Grant.
Thank you.
Come on.
Oh, sorry.
Come on, we're on a podcast.
Call him the fucking Event Horizon. Peaky Blinders.
Yeah, fucking Sam Neill.
Yeah, Sam Neill, there you go. Wait, was his name...
What?
That's his name in the movie?
Alan Grant.
You remember the character name?
Alan, wake up. The raptor in the third one?
Oh, yeah, why... Oh, my God, well, yeah.
Yeah, in the plane?
Wow, that's so weird.
Alan, wake up. But no, Alan Grant,
I don't give a fuck about the names.
I love him.
All right.
I love him.
All right. What?
Hackers, bro.
Yes.
You ever seen this fucking Technodrome fucking robot fucking in the future?
Technodrome?
It's all going to be tight as fuck like Hackers, bro. And
what year is it supposed to take place?
The year that it was made.
1995?
Yes.
Okay.
And
you said this future's going to be sick.
They're like, hack the world. Everybody, if we hack together, we can all out-hack the main computer, dude. And then like this fucking 14-year-old smoking cigarettes and fucking hiding floppy disks in his attic. And fucking Angelina Jolie is a 16-year-old with an apartment and a fucking boyfriend from like a football team, and they have orgy parties.
She looks creepy young.
Dude, and they all wear like padded fucking robot jackets and they rollerblade places. And Matthew Lillard is some sort of like,
a pixie haircut.
Like meth addict Spider Man like monster like that runs around and sleeps.
What's Hackers on? I want to watch it.
Hackers, dude? It's on one of them that you have. You have all of them.
Okay, I'll look at all of them.
I think it's
a lot.
Amazon. I don't remember, man. I've been hacking the globe.
Yeah. In my apartment, I'm 16.
It is fucking hilarious how like dated and fun and shitty this movie is.
What do you give it?
7.5.
I watched part of this movie called Alpha. Do you remember seeing trailers for this? It's like a tribe set like 20,000 years ago in Europe.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, look at me renting this fucking movie. It's all in fucking subtitled.
Wow.
I was like, dude, I remember seeing...
What is wrong with you? Why are you just picking everything off the shelf?
I don't know.
Ooh, basketball movie, dude, girlfriend-like.
No, I only... I had this for 2 weeks. I re-rented it because I didn't watch it.
What the...
And I only watched half of it. I fell asleep during it. I was like, I think I got it because I kind of woke up around like the middle. And I got it. All right, so check it out. So
they're making
fucking... these like little they're arrowheads for spears, like big ones, and they're like, oh, you fail, oh, you're good, you go on the big hunt with us, you fail, oh, you go on the big hunt with us. So they take two kids. One of the kids is the chief's son. Okay, he's a real bitch boy though.
Yeah,
they're like, hey, kill the boar, you know, you got to give back to the tribe. He's like, I can't do it, I can't take a life. I have a heart. And then like his dad's like, you fucking embarrass me, you little dumb bitch, I can't believe you. And that's all they talk.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
It's all subtitled.
Yeah, they're Southern
cavemen. You can get through that thick accent of the Southern cavemen.
The real Hilljack cavemen.
Yeah, that's why they have to put the subtitles. Anyways, so like they chase all these boars off a cliff.
Yeah, that's technique.
Right, and then they go down to the bottom.
Yep.
And then get all the meat, and then I'm assuming that they put salt on it to keep it fresh. Yep. Or some shit like that. Anyways, so that's like their dinner for the fucking next season, year. Because yeah. they live in like the polar fucking ice caps. Anyways, so the kid gets like fucking, what's that called when it goes, gored? Yeah, he gets gored by one off a cliff. And he lands on a fucking like rock that's like a body's width.
Okay.
Knocked out, breaks his leg, and his dad's screaming for him for like 2 days straight while they're like all eating fucking buffalo and stuff. Yeah. And they're like, dude, he hasn't woken up. He's dead. We got to leave him. We got to go back.
Yeah.
He's like for the tribe and like he's the chief. He's like, all right, fuck it. So
all right, fuck it.
They bury him. He's crying and shit. They leave. And then the kid wakes up with a buzzard on his eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
Right, trying to bite out his eyes, and he's like, and then you're like, oh my god, he's still alive. Of course he is. He's a fucking main character.
Yep.
And so he descends down this mountain that's a mile long, I think, and it starts raining. He slips, but it's raining forever.
Yeah.
And it looked like he was there for days. It made no sense. Anyways, he wakes up, and then he fucking re-breaks his foot once he's on shore, and then like you know starts hobbling to home. that is more than likely 1,000 miles away.
Yep. 17-day journey.
He gets stalked by this pack of wolves, climbs up into a tree, stabs one.
Mm-hmm.
They all fuck off.
Yep.
The stabbed one is laying there, and guess what happens? He doesn't want to kill it and eat it.
God, it's his friend.
That's why it's called Alpha.
Son of a
So he'll fucking, bitch. You know, nurse it back to health, and then their buddies... They go on cop adventures.
Get out of here.
That's how it is. Not the cop adventures part, but yeah. And that's the main thing that it was like the Revenant.
Just playing catch.
Yeah, it was like the Revenant meets like Homeward Bound meets like fucking. meets like Turner and Hooch.
Fuck my life.
Yeah, I didn't watch it all, so I can't say. Yeah. It was well done and stuff, but I was just kind of like, I'm good on
watch
that.
Watch Air Bud instead. Yeah.
All right, let's hop into fucking test the. Oh, I didn't give it a rating. Like a. I don't know. I can't even rate it. I didn't watch it all. You make
you should
own.
Go re-rent it.
Yeah, I'm like, here's $10. Can I just buy this? I've already paid $6 for it. Anyways.
What a spoon-fed pile of shit.
Yeah, Tessa Tony, Mars Attacks. This movie held up so well for me. I really loved it. We don't have to explain what it is. Mars Attacks.
Yeah.
Mars it's so straightforward and awesome. And so fucking un-PC and just... It just screams the 90s.
There's such assholes in this film. They're so funny.
Jack Black calls someone a retard in it.
Dude. Oh, my God. That whole family is fucking hilarious. And...
I'll tell you what, they're not getting the TV. Like,
oh my god.
It's so like fucking stereotypical, awful.
Yeah.
Do you know the boxer's son? The sons that disappear for 2 days on the phone in that scene, and she's like, the kids haven't come home in 2 days, and they live in like Harlem or some shit, like New York. And like they're like it's a black family. And she's like, I haven't seen the kids in 2 days. He's like, they're just at that age. Anyways, is it okay for me to come back? I was like, wow, really grazing that subject.
They'll swing back through.
Yeah, they're just, you know, they're 13.
Well, it's early 90s.
No one gave a shit, dude. Anyways, those kids end up saving the president. Like, yo, get the president out of here. And they're shooting aliens with their ray guns. The CGI is awful. It is so good, though. I love this movie. I love
it. It's such a classic look at, like, 40s aliens, 50s aliens, like
based in the 90s, though. It's
the
like
fucking
perfect.
Like big globe helmets and like little green guys and fucking
the green
like,
suits.
Yep, the suits with like the big cufflinks.
For some
on
reason,
them.
They're naked on their ships wearing like satin underwear.
Yeah, like shiny underwear.
So weird.
They don't need it. They don't need it. All the technology is like they're driving robots with two sticks.
Yeah, and even the ships are all controlled by knobs and levers and shit like that. And the, like we invent this machine that looks like it's from 1950, a translator. And at one point they're holding it, chasing people, saying, "No, stop! We won't hurt you. We're your friends," or some shit like that. You're like, this is amazing. Jack Nicholson plays two people. Jack Black's in it. Danny DeVito. I mean, fucking Martin Short.
Pierce Brosnan, right?
Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah.
Fucking your girl from Annihilation.
Natalie Portman,
Natalie
the daughter.
Portman's the daughter,
What, Sarah Jessica Parker?
Dude, and she's awesome in it too, man. Michael J. Fox.
Yeah.
Like, the cast is massive. It is, I love it. I'm going to give this movie, I'm going to go on a limb, Tone, 8.5.
I give it an 8, only because the rewatchability is only about every, like, 7 years.
I will say that, yeah. Okay, I'd probably bump it to a 7 for that fact. That's not a movie that you can rewatch a lot. But, man, revisiting that, like, maybe every 5 years, totally worth it.
Great soundtrack, too. It's got that eerie, like, wah.
Dude, it's all fucking Danny Elfman, bro.
Yeah.
Tim Burton.
Sounds very space saucery.
Yeah, it does.
Like Flash Gordon-y fucking like sci-fi shit. Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah, it's a blast. I love that. All right, so what's up in the movie of the week? Silver Linings Playbook. Dude. This is about mental health.
Yeah, Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence and fucking Chris Tucker are all fucking awesome in
this
movie.
Chris Tucker is really good in this, and this is the first time that I've seen Chris Tucker in a movie, and I was like, damn, I don't even remember him in this the first time I watched it. I don't think I finished the movie.
Yeah.
Robert De Niro's in it. It's awesome. Bradley Cooper's like getting out of the psych ward. He fucking almost beat someone to death because they were cheating. He was a guy cheating with his wife. I don't even know how to say this.
He found someone cheating on him with his wife.
Yeah, and he almost beat him to death and went to jail.
He found her being a sleut and beat the dude.
And, wow, nice. Wait, well, a sleut.
Being a sleut.
So, to their wedding song.
Yeah. That's slutty as fuck, dude.
Slutty.
That's super slutty. If
God, how dare you?
If you're sucking other dongs to your songs.
Who knows? She was in the shower. It looked
just came on randomly?
Well, no.
It was a CD.
He was eating her puss, by the way, because he popped up in the frame.
He did.
Yeah, she didn't.
Yeah, box munching.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine? Like, you're like, whoa, why is my song, like my wedding song playing? Oh, my God, what's that old guy in my shower doing? Then your wife pops up. I would probably blow my brains out.
I'd honestly be like, I'm going to shoot you guys, but just know I'm killing myself right after.
I think I might not even be able to control me just vomiting on the spot.
Yeah, like probably shit piss.
If that, yeah, just like, blah, oh, then you got to be all manly, like, I'm going to kick your ass, blah, blah.
Hang on a sec, and I'd be like, I got to shoot something at this point.
Unless you're a cuck, then you're like, oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah, do it more, I'm hard as fuck.
Anyway, so, like, it's about him recovering from his mental illness and, like, not wanting to be on, it's really a love letter.
He wants to like fix himself, but he needs meds sometimes.
But he doesn't want to take the meds. No. It feels like it dulls him and all that type of stuff. Jennifer Lawrence seems kind of like the same. She seems like one of those people that are like, you're insane, but normal for like 70% of the time.
Yeah.
But like 30%, you go like off your fucking rocker and can't control yourself.
Like he's what? Depressive and like has like anxiety disorders.
I think it was bipolar as well.
Well, she has bipolar for sure.
I think he does too, because like they talk about the highs and lows. Like when he's about to give her that letter, like he's all high and all high.
Yeah.
And then when that
like
song
they
happens,
share stuff,
it's like bam. Yeah. No. Different. And it's about them finding each other and finding like the love and.
She's funny.
The movie's amazing. Yeah. The one scary thing to me though is that it's like they're kind of romanticizing that.
Two broken people though.
Right, but I'm saying like, it is like him like not taking his pills and stuff like that, trying to find his own self, but
you don't
still
need him,
doing
man.
Fucked up things.
Holistic medicine, dude. Just like be one with your cheese.
Yeah,
you don't need the fucking
cheese.
You don't need the fucking juice.
You would say that. Be one with your cheese. Maybe your bread, your lettuce, your tomato, whatever.
No, I meant my chakras, bro. Not regular cheese. But if you're going with cheese, go with Munster.
Yeah, I'm talking about my chakra chocolate shakes.
My Shamrock chakra shakes.
But yeah, I don't know. The movie's fucking awesome. And it's funny in a way that's... I love that type of funny because it's like that awkward
situation. It's also really rough family shit.
There is a lot of... Robert De Niro rocks in it. He's
when he's like,
good.
What are you doing? Stop!
Yeah.
Like, come over here. And he's like, no, Dad, no. And he's like, please. Like, begging his, like, adult son.
To watch the game with him because
he's
like a good
luck
charm.
Yeah, like, please, dude. Like, don't go do something dumb. Like,
yeah.
Don't go to the fucking school. Like,
but, I mean, like, it's super wild. I think, didn't that win something?
Oh, yeah, a bunch of shit.
Yeah, I give it, like, a fucking 8.5.
It's an 8.5 for me because I think Bradley Cooper is...
He rocks in it.
Wonderful in it. He's so damn charming.
Jennifer
it's ridiculous.
Lawrence is really good, too. Robert, everyone is on their game in that movie.
And shockingly, Chris Tucker kills. Mm. Like, crazy kills. Like, all of his scenes, he's the best part of the scene. Because he's only in it for maybe 5 minutes at a time. Total, yeah. 30 seconds, 40 seconds. But, like, he's fucking so engaging. So funny, like... He chimes in with people in really clever ways and says little stuff.
He also got to act. He also got to be a character. He didn't have to be like fucking like the dude from Friday.
A silly fucking idiot. But yeah, like he got to be like
him and Smokey.
Yeah.
Him
he didn't want to do those anymore.
And in like Rush Hour.
Yeah
Rush Hour. Rush when he was in the band, you know? No, but Rush Hour, like it felt like that same type of character, just like super loud and annoying. Yeah. But this
Ruby
one.
Ruby Rod, like.
This one, I absolutely loved him, and yeah, it's really good, really strong, and it does have a good message. I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's really fun.
8.5. All right, Tony.
8.5 as well.
Oh, do you need to say more about it? Do you want to talk more?
No, it's good. I like it.
Okay. Next week.
What?
Test the Tony.
Fuck you.
We're going to do Man in the Iron Mask.
You're going to jam me up with this Leonardo DiCaprio crap?
Dude, Leonardo.
You're going to jam me up with this Jeremy Irons crap?
Two Caprio, because there's two of them. Double trouble, bro.
Double the decap.
Yeah, double the decap on that one, barista.
Oh, fuck me.
No, Man in the Iron Mask. That's on, I think, Amazon.
Yeah.
And Godzilla 3, which is on Netflix. And that's not like the Godzilla movies. This is the animated one that they've been putting out for the last like 4 years, I think. 1 and 2, we already did.
Yep.
And Tony's been pretty disappointed. So this wrap-up isn't good. It might be a rough episode.
They have this great IP. Let's see if they can really bring it home.
It's really beautiful, too. But like you're like, well, just one thing happened.
One thing needs to just actually make its stand.
I'm really hoping like it's Mecha Godzilla versus Godzilla, because they found Mecha Godzilla at the end of Godzilla 2. Watch Godzilla 1 and 2 and 3.
The box has
watch it with
a gold dragon.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. That looks dope.
Ghidra.
Yeah. Oh, you think, wait, three-headed?
There's like another spine.
I didn't notice that, but yeah.
It's got three faces.
If it's King Ghidra, then fuck yeah. But I feel like they found the planet where they made Mecha Godzilla.
They did.
Yeah.
And they got the nanometal.
So Mechagodzilla is definitely showing up.
Oh, Godzilla, God, I hope.
Godzilla is showing up for sure.
He's chilling.
Yeah. He had the name of the franchise.
Pretty much.
Ghidra, I don't know.
I don't know, but that's just all I know is I saw the box with him and a golden dragon, and it looked like there was another fucking like neck.
All right, so the new Godzilla movie, right?
Yeah.
If there's not one total hour of just fighting CGI monsters, I mean, I'm going to be way butthurt.
I mean, son of a bitch, they need to build up for 45 minutes of human talking and then an hour of pure fight.
Are you kidding me with that?
Nope.
Why do you want 45 minutes of that?
Because I don't want them interluding themselves in the fight.
No.
I don't need them around.
No.
I don't need to click back to Anthony Hopkins in like The Last Night in Transformers.
It's instances. There's fights. So he meets Mothra. They bang it out and shit. And then fucking you're like, oh, damn. And then it's like, oh, here's a little law. Fucking like, it's like in between. Like, it's like, oh, I'm going to blow you real hard. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Just fucking look into my eyes. You know?
What are you talking about?
And then like during sexy time with people. Like with our girlfriends.
There's no reason
dude.
That the fucking there's no reason that the it's fucking called,
it's
humans
called,
have to
it's
talk
called edging,
in between.
Dude. It's called edging.
I don't edge. I bust.
Ah, nice.
I bust for an hour straight.
Godzilla bust. All right. Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, let's take a step back here.
Just
I can save you a lot of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that. Great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on, he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing back.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Aussie Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cast Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, it's fantastic.